Now, we've spoken several times before with Josh Ramsey, who's the co-founder of Be In Touch, a platform that is all about helping kids to experience and engage with the digital world in a safe fashion. Josh regularly hosts workshops for teens and tweens. He's also a very vocal advocate for educating parents about the platforms their children are using. And now Be In Touch has launched a new campaign in partnership with a British organization that is all about helping the digital world to tighten up on access to inappropriate material online. A partner with this is also FEDSAS, the national organization that represents school governing bodies in South Africa. And the project is called #ShareToProtect. Josh is with us on the line to tell us a bit more. Josh, always great to have you on the show. Welcome.
Thanks, Pippa. Great to be here. Yeah, it's a very exciting campaign with some key stakeholders taking the flag and carrying it forward.
I mean, just very briefly, the context here, Josh, is one that we sadly know all too well, that too many children are accessing much younger than they should be the kind of content that is not designed for young eyes, whether that is porn, whether that is cyberbullying, whether that is engaging with adult audiences when they think they're talking to other kids. It's a dangerous world out there. And what's happening here is that we know, unfortunately, people are falling through the cracks. The latest convergence study by the Film and Publication Board telling us that, in fact, in South Africa, access to inappropriate content is not just a problem, it's absolutely rampant, isn't it?
Absolutely. So it's a systemic collapse in two sides. The one is the access that children have to devices that open up the internet world. And as you've said, whether that's adult-child contact or inappropriate adult contact or the purchasing of adult products. But it's also a systemic failure in terms of the technology that drives what we call age gating. Mm-hmm. Age gating is basically where you have to prove your age to get access to the appropriate areas of the internet. And currently, it's just done with a scroll wheel and a date, and you click submit and you get access. Or you click here to prove you're over 18. So there's actually no system in place, and it's a major issue.
So all you have to do is lie about the year you were born in and you're into the site and nobody knows any different. The trick here of the Share to Protect campaign, Josh, is to try and find a different way of sort of gatekeeping or age gating, as you say. How does the campaign try and tackle this issue?
So Yoti has already got age estimation technology in place, and it's been effectively put in place for above 13, the above 13 age group. They've scanned over 400 million faces for a facial age estimation scan. There's nothing to do with identity scanning or location tracking, nothing like that. Simply a facial scan to determine the age of the person on the other side of the camera, and that gives them access or doesn't give them access. What we're doing now is we're extending that performance into the 5 to 13 age group. And in order to do that, we need 50,000 consenting photos. That's a photo of a parent, a photo of a child consented by a parent that is marked with the month and year of birth so that we can train the algorithm to put this in place for the regulation that is very fortunately coming very soon.
So you're effectively saying, please give us a photograph that says, here is a child, and this child is 5 years and 8 months old, and the computer is going to look at that photograph and go, okay, I'm going to learn from this. And once it's looked at lots and lots of photographs of 5 year, 8 months old children, it's going to learn to identify based on facial features at least a good guess at how old they are. Josh, I mean, you say the over 13s are already well covered by the Yoti system. How effective is that? Has it been tested?
It's been absolutely tested, and it's been put in place with some social media apps already, the ones that are more forward-thinking. Unfortunately, it's not the mainstream TikTok, Instagram, WhatsApp kind of guys. So that the age estimation technology there is accurate within 1.5 years, and the error margin is low enough that it can be implemented, which is absolutely fantastic. I also just want to clarify that the way that it estimates the age is actually to do with pixel numerical values. So it doesn't even know that it's looking at a face.
Wow.
It reduces the image to pixel numbers, so red, orange, and red, green, and blue numerical values, and then it just crunches those numbers and spits out an age at the end. So it doesn't even know it's looking at a human. So it really is ethically sound and poppy consented on all levels.
Okay, because that's obviously very important here. Josh, you're asking, what you're asking for in this campaign is for parents to help, to say, please, will you submit a photograph of your child with the year and month of their birth? Nothing more than that, no identity numbers or anything like that attached to it. But obviously that is something that's going to be, that you would hope that most parents are going to think very cautiously about doing, Josh, because we've all been told, be very careful what information you share. This is not going to be made available on any kind of public platform. That information is not going to be used anywhere else. Can you just give us some reassurance there?
Yeah, so at the end of the day, we're talking about trust. And what we're seeing nowadays is that we have to choose who we share our data with. Our data is being shared. It is out there. It is being raked up and sucked up through vacuum cleaners online. So we need to choose who we trust. Yoti have passed all of the kind of checks and balances that we need from an ethical data security hub. And yes, the data that is shared from parents will not only be ring-fenced just for this project and have an expiry date, so they won't be kept in perpetuity. And once the system is trained, it's trained. It doesn't need to hold on to any additional photos. So it's just in this training phase. And because we're worried about the trust factor, the parents, when they submit the photo, will receive a reference number. And if they ever change their mind about this head and shoulders photo of their child, they can request for it to be deleted. And it's important to add here that we are going via school. So this is not open to any parent to just go ahead and do it. It's through their school. So if you're a school educator, you can register with us. We will send you a unique link, and we know that there's admin involved. And so Yoti will be donating 20 Rand per photo that the school collects, and there are also some prizes for the first school to reach 500 photos. So it's a fundraiser as well for schools that have been hard hit in COVID.
Okay, Josh, we've got to wrap it there. Can you just leave us with a data point to go to if schools listening to this want to get on board, or if parents want to read up a little bit more or watch some of the videos online to get a full understanding of what it is that they're agreeing to? Where should they go?
Absolutely. They can email us at share2protect@yoti.com. share2protect@yoti.com with your school name and a contact number, and we will call you to explain more.
Josh Ramsey, thanks so much for chatting to us, co-founder of Be In Touch, a platform that is all about making sure we keep our kids as safe as they can be when they are engaging on online platforms. So if you are a primary school that has got children in the 5 to 13 year old category and you would like to be part of this project, training the AI to recognize age by facial feature and make it that much harder for young children to access inappropriate content going forward, please do reach out to them to partner on the Share to Protect campaign.